One listener told me this personal anecdote. She said, one summer day, 22 years ago, my sister and I were sitting on Mom's porch and my sibling announced, we've been talking and we've decided that we're not going to make the same mistakes with our kids that you and Dad made with us.
Ooh.
Mom sat quietly for a moment or two and then gently reached over and put one hand on each of our well-rounded pregnant tummies. I know, sweetheart, she said. You're both going to make a whole new bunch of mistakes. Making mistakes in child-rearing is inevitable, even with the most responsible, intelligent, and caring parent. Why? Because each child is unique in appearance, intelligence, energy, health, and so forth. Add to that the combination of maternal and paternal characteristics of behavior, personality, and evolving challenges of life, and there just doesn't seem to be enough consistency to guarantee a continuous optimum of child-rearing appropriate for every child from birth to adulthood. Granted, the combined impact of all these variables can often make parenting seem frustrating, impossible, and sometimes downright hopeless. And sometimes it is, but usually only for a while. The search for perfect discipline and child-rearing techniques is ultimately doomed, yet most parents end up doing a good enough job if they are honorable role models and provide a united mom-dad front. They also must be consistent, firm, and fair in their approach to rules and consequences when the rules are intentionally breached. Parents also need to be basically real, affectionate, and loving with their children. Those first two characteristics, role modeling and presenting a united front, have largely to do with the children's perspective of parents as authorities to be heeded. All mammalian animal groups establish...